All right. Well, up next is our good friend and retirement specialist, John Burrs. This week, John will tackle the topic of creating a budget. How fitting for the very beginning of the new year. So without further ado, here's John with this week's financial strategy.
Well, hi, Jerry. I trust everyone had a wonderful and safe Christmas and New Year. And as we enter 2011, I'm excited about the opportunity to share more financial strategies each week with you. I love this time of year because as I talk with people, they are establishing New Year's resolutions. So I want to change our format a little bit. In the past, I've given many ideas on ways you can safely grow your assets and how to protect them. But I would like to start this year developing financial strategies that will help you achieve your goals. So what resolutions have you made concerning your finances? Life events often trigger a need for financial advice, and sometimes it will alter your financial decisions. Some of those life events could be that you are just starting out. For instance, you may have just graduated from college, or maybe you are newly married. Maybe you are starting a new family. Maybe you are changing jobs. What if you are coping with unemployment or are heavily in debt? What if you are considering buying a home? Are you concerned about saving for future college expenses? Maybe you would like to start a business, or maybe you are trying to develop a business succession plan. What should you consider when planning for retirement, or maybe when should you retire? What concerns do you have in planning for long-term care? Maybe you are caring for an aging parent. Maybe you have received an inheritance and would like to consider some investment options. What if you lost a spouse or you are getting divorced? These are just a few life-triggering events that could create a need for financial advice. So what I want to know is, what stage of life are you in? Are there any life-triggering events that you are dealing with now? If so, please take a couple of minutes and email me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. Again, that's John, J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. By doing this, it will help me give you better direction on ways that will help you achieve your goals and become more financially independent. One of the biggest tasks people want to tackle at the start of each new year is developing a budget that they can stick with. In today's environment, I believe that this is the key to financial success or financial failure. Statistics show us that most divorces are due to issues dealing with finances. I have talked with many people that will not discuss these issues with their spouse because they feel it would be an uncomfortable discussion. If I could encourage every couple, no matter what life stage you are in, to do one thing, it would be to sit down with your spouse and find out, where does your money go each month? It will help you understand the thought process of your partner and maybe even help you understand what is important to them and what is important to you. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So take time and discuss where your money goes, and I guarantee you will learn a lot about where your heart is. Then you need to have this discussion often, because circumstances change and you may need to tweak your budget. But by having the discussion often, it will help you stay on course, and it will help build a more unified family unit. If you have children, you may want to include them into the discussion so that they will understand your situation, and it will help train them for when they are older. If you have a goal of getting out of debt, one of the first things you need to do is discuss how you can lower your budget so that you can have extra money to start paying off debt. What if you find that you are spending money on items that you really don't need? So setting up a budget is the first step towards making all of your financial goals become a reality. Again, if you would like to give me feedback on financial items that you would like to hear more about, you can email me at John, that's J-O-H-N, at cfanetwork.org. I trust this financial insight has been helpful, and I look forward to the next time when I can help you provide the foundation for a lifetime of financial independence.
Well, John Burrs is a retirement specialist with the Christian Financial Advisor Network. You can find out more about that on the web at www.cfanetwork.com. If you would like to talk with a Christian financial advisor in your area, simply go to that website or call us at 800-609-5530. We would love to let you use our free referral service to find a Christian financial advisor in your area. 800-609-5530.